Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is April 12th, 2024, and we just give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise today. Hallelujah. Happy Friday. It is Thank God Friday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God Friday. We give God thanks and praise. Not just today. We give God thanks and praise every single day. We glorify the name of Jesus and we give God praise every day. But today we set aside to specifically give God thanks and praise for everything we can think of. Everything that comes to mind, we thank God because everything, every good and perfect gift comes from our parent in heaven, our parent, our God, who is all powerful, who is all loving, who is everything to us. Glory be to God. We give God thanks and praise. Thank God Friday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember that. Give God thanks today. Every time God comes into your mind, thank God. Say, thank God. I thank you. I thank you that I woke up this morning. I thank you that my mind was in this right place and that I could think about the things that you have created and have placed in my life. Thank you for my enough sense to yield to you in my life. Thank you, God. Thank you for a great night's rest. Glory to God. Thank you that I rested peacefully. Thank you. I rested peace because I knew that the angels you've given me are encamped around about me and about my home and keep me safe. In Jesus' name, glory to God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. Oh, give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome to Word for Today. Let's get in our Word for Today. We are walking through Kingdom Living Is. Kingdom Living Is faith, hope, love, glory, faith, hope, love. We have the faith of God. Our hope is in Jesus. And we love all. Glory. We love all. And as we've been walking through the scriptures, looking at this and putting it in perspective and putting the faith of God to work for us, in us, through us, as us, and putting the hope that we have in Jesus, the finished work of Christ that was done for us, in us. And we, as we look through the scriptures, we find ourselves in Matthew. In Matthew chapter 11. And I've been reading verses 25, and I'm going to go through 25 through 30. But as we were reading through this, I was thinking about that it is so important that you go back and read the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew is written to the Hebrews. Now, remember I told you that Matthew, Luke, and John are interesting books because they are between two. They are the transition from the old to the new. And they have a mixture of both because Jesus is alive. And this is before, and they tell you before, and they tell you some of the stuff after the cross. But it gets more into stuff that's after the cross, after you go into Acts. But Matthew, Luke, and John, Jesus is standing in two places. He's an Old Testament prophet fulfilling the things that have to be fulfilled before he goes to the cross. And he's also a New Testament prophet because he's prophesying about what is going to happen, what is going to take place, what is going to come after the cross. So in this passage of scripture, as we look, it's important that you go back and you read, because it's just so amazing. Scripture is just so amazing. It's so amazing. So amazing. Even if you just go back to the to verse 1 of chapter 11 and begin to read about what's going on. And what's going on is that John the Baptist is now in jail. And when you read it, John the Baptist, it seems like John the Baptist didn't see himself here. He didn't believe that jail was where he was going to end up. You know, he in jail put pressure on him that he didn't realize. And so in jail, he began to doubt who Jesus was, because he didn't think that jail was where he was supposed to be. He didn't see that this was going to end up with him being in jail. And even though he said that he had to decrease and Jesus had to increase. Now, I'm not sure, I can't say all of what's going on there, but if you go and you look at all of the prophets of the Old Testament, that they all came to, what shall we say, ends that weren't, that none of us wanted to be in. You know, they were killed, they were tortured, they were pulled apart. All the prophets suffered because they were prophets. And not that God had them suffer, but men put that on them because of who they represented, because they represented God. And because they represented God, and because they said the word of God, and because they prophesied the word of God to unrepentant people killed them. So John is an Old Testament prophet. Jesus tells us that. And so he finds himself in jail, and this makes him doubt who Jesus was, even though he told us that God had told him and that God had showed him who it was, and that God had revealed to him who Jesus was. And so he pointed him out and said, "This is the Lamb of God. This is the Son of God." He knew who Jesus was, but because now he's in jail, and it's terrible, and it's hard, and it's awful, he's doubting. And so he sends his disciples to go and ask him, you know, go ask him, is he the one? Are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for someone else? He said, go ask him. You know, he wanted to put his mind at ease. He wanted to say, okay, I know that it's him. And so not sure whether he thought that, oh, will he get me out of this, or, you know, what really John thought. But he said, go ask him. Is he the one, or should we wait for someone else? You know, so I guess he figured if he had to wait for someone else, then he was going to get out, you know, because he knew what his job was. He was supposed to be preparing the way for the Lord. And so, but if he's the one, then this is my fate. You know, so he wanted to reconcile himself to that. So he said, go ask him. And so Jesus told them, well, go back and tell John, you know, about everything that's going on. And, you know, tell him that, you know, the blind see, the crippled walk, you know, that people with skin diseases are healed, and the deaf hear, and the dead is raised. And, you know, he said, go tell him the good news is being preached to the poor. And the last thing he says to them, he says, those who do not stumble in their faith because of me are blessed. He was sending a message to John. Yes, I am the one. I am it. Don't stumble. Don't stumble in your faith because of me. Know that who I am. Know that I'm the one and I have come. And you have done a good job. And so as the disciples left, as John's disciples left to go tell John what Jesus had told them, he began to talk to the people about who John was and about John being a prophet. And that John was was the greatest prophet of the Old Testament. He said, I tell you the truth, John the Baptist is greater than any other person ever born. Than any other person ever born. Jesus said this about John. And he said, but even the least important person in the kingdom of God is greater than John. The least important person in the kingdom, because the kingdom is a different system, a different time zone, a different dispensation. Then he tells him, you know, that the least important person in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John because of the Spirit of God that are in the people who are in the kingdom, that we have been transformed to children of God. Hallelujah. To children of God. We are reconciled. Hallelujah. To God. We have a relationship with God now in the kingdom of heaven. Now, Matthew used the kingdom of heaven because he, being the Jew that he was, being a good Jew, you didn't use the name of God. And so he used the kingdom of heaven instead of the kingdom of God. But he was talking about the same thing. So, in saying all that, that he explained to the people, he talked about that. He talked about the kingdom of God is coming, and that the least important in the kingdom of God was greater than John because John was an Old Testament prophet. And he went on to tell them that if he had performed all the miracles that he had performed in Sodom, that it would still be standing today. And that the judgment is going to be worse for these people because of me. He said, you'll be brought down to the depths of hell because of your rejection of me, of Jesus. The rejection of Jesus, because they rejected Jesus, because these people knew. They understood who Jesus was. They knew. They weren't Gentiles who didn't know the scripture. These were people who knew the scripture, who knew the Torah, who knew the books of Moses, who knew the wisdom books, who knew the books of the prophet. These people knew. And Jesus was telling them that your fate is worse because you reject me. So he openly said who he was, and they still did not believe. He said Sodom would still be standing today if I'd have performed the miracles and the things that I've done in your cities. If I had done that in Sodom, they would have repented and turned to me. Whew, what an indictment. And so he talks about all of these things. And then in verse 25, he says, Father, thank you. Father, thank you that you did not reveal this to people who were proud and wise in their own eyes or had worldly wisdom. In the New Century Version, it says that you did not reveal this to those who were wise and smart, but you revealed it to those who humbled themselves, who became like children before you and said, I believe. My faith is strong. I believe you, God. I believe this is your son. I believe your son has brought life to me. I believe. And then he goes on to say, in verse 27. It says, you have entrusted, I'm using the Passion Translation, you have entrusted me with all that you are and all that you have. No one fully and intimately knows the Son except the Father. And no one fully and intimately knows the Father except the Son. No one knows the Father and no one knows the Son except the two of them. They both know one another fully and completely, fully and intimately. They know each other. Jesus, Yahweh, know one another. They know each other. He's given, he says, you have entrusted me with all that you are and all that you have. You've given me everything. And I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm fully yours, God. And you're fully mine. And he says, then the next sentence is, but the Son is able to unveil the Father to anyone he chooses. Oh my goodness. To anyone he chooses. Let's jump over to the New Century Translation. And it says, my Father has given me all things. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those whom the Son chooses to tell. Those who the Son chooses to tell. And he's already said who those are. Those are the ones who come like children, trusting fully, completely, humbling themselves to the word of God, of believing who Jesus is, that Jesus is the Messiah, the Anointed One. He's already said who those are that he's chosen to reveal. Think about that. Meditate on that. Are we like little children? Are we like children who are trusting in God, that we are trusting in the finished work of Jesus, the Anointed One? Are we trusting that the Holy Spirit is in us fully and completely, the fullness of God in us? Oh my. Let us remember who we are and come like children with the full trust and know that God's love is in us, that God's love is being poured into us by the Holy Spirit, and that that Holy Spirit is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And so therefore that is fullness of power. And that because of that, the Son, Jesus, is unveiling the Father to us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Take that with you to the weekend. Meditate on the fact that Jesus, who has all things, Jesus, who the Father entrusted to him all that he had and all that he is choosing to unveil God to us. That we are able to have an intimate relationship with the Creator of the universe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God Friday. Give God thanks and praise today for that. Hallelujah. I love you. Jesus loves you so much more. And I'll talk to you on Monday. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.